Actually, the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Beis has a machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. A ger that's nisgayer on Erev Pesach. So, does he eat Korban Pesach that night or not? Beis Shammai says he's a full-fledged Yid. Ger shen nisgayer, why shouldn't he be able to eat Korban Pesach? Beis Hillel said, and the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Toivel v'oichel es Pischoi. He's Toivel and eats his Pesach. Beis Hillel says, no. Ha-perish min ha-olo, ka-perish min ha-kever. Anyone that's Megayer, he has to have 7 days, just like Shlishi Vishvi Yamazin Olav. So anytime a Goy is Megayer, Perish Min Olav, Perish Min Akever, and he needs Hazor Shlishi Vishvi, it's like a Tomei Mace. Perish Min Olav, Perish Min Akever. That's a Machloikas Beisham Beshilul. Now the Gemara says that the Machloikas is only by an Ogel Nochi, meaning a regular Goy that's Megayer. Beshilul says you have to wait 7 days and he can't have the Korban Pesach that night. And Beisham says, why not? He's a regular Yid. However, and the reason is the Gemara says Exera, because if you're going to allow the Oral Nochri to have the Korban Pesach this year, then next year when he's really Tomei Meis, he'll say, last year I was Tomei Meis and allowed me to have the Korban Pesach as long as I was Toivel V'Oichel. He doesn't realize that last year he wasn't Mekabel Tuma because he was a Goy. A Goy is not Mekabel Tuma. Mashenka, now he's a Yid, he'll make that mistake, Ishtaked, and that's Bezehil Zera. Mashenka, by Ol Yisrael, a regular Yid, we don't make Xer like Xer like Xer. But by Ol Yisrael, everyone agrees, Toivel v'oichel es Pischoi, le'erev. As I state in the Gemara, Toiz says, Akasha, what's this whole lotion of Toivel v'oichel? Since when do we need a Tefillah for a regular Mal? We're talking about a regular Ol Yisrael. Oral Yisrael doesn't need a tefillah. Bishlema in the tzad that it's going on oral nochi, a regular goy, that's the process of geiris. You need mila and you need tefillah. So that's taka the toivel, according to Beis Hillel. But now we're saying according to Beis Shammai. It's talking about a regular yid. We're saying the machlokes is not by oral Yisrael. Oral Yisrael, everyone agrees. And the din is toivel v'oichel is pischoi. So why would you have a tefillah? Which requirement of a tefillah do we find by a regular oral that had a mila? Yeah, that means a yid that's chayv to have a mila. He gets the mila and he's toivel. What's up his tefillah? Fekta is a kasha. Teimol rivya, he blibes a kasha. The loy matzina b'shum makom tefillah b'Yisrael shemol afilu mitrabonon. We don't even find a rabbonadika mechayev to be toivel. So why would the Mishnah say, and we're saying now, kuli alma, it's toivel v'oichel b'erv. What's for a tefillah? The Tais Yontav answers that we're talking about a tefillah of tefillahs erev Yontav. No connection at all to the mila. Just like the Gemara says in Beya that kedeli tayle regel. Since we're talking about Korban Pesach, which is Yontav, so the toivel v'oichel is the tefillahs regel, lechvayda regel, litayle regel. That's Tais Yontav answers. The Michas Chinuch in Reish Pei Beis says the lomdish avard why you need a tefillah over here, and he says as follows. It's really based on the Rashi, but he says as follows. Kolzman is an oral is not allowed to have kochim. So if he's not allowed to have kochim, so Mele, there's a hesach hadas on his part, why do I have to be careful about tuma? I'm anyways not applicable to the parish of kochim. So why should I be careful about tuma? So the reason why an oral is toivel v'oichel is not because mila requires tefillah by regular yid. Of course not. But since there's a hesach hadas that he's not going to watch himself from tuma because he's anyways also be kochim, so he really needs a tefillah because of the tumah that he has because he wasn't careful. And he says the same thing we find, and that's what Rashi says on Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis, that a oinen and mechus kippurim, the Gemara also says, toiv of a oichel. Where does the oinen and mechus kippurim need tefillah? Where does it say anywhere you need tefillah? Zogt Rashi, mitoich shenes wad achshav bekotchim atzrechinu rabbonon tefillah. He says as follows, v'tefillah zu achas me these are the milas that we made chayim bekodesh. Ha'oynav amechusik apurim tzrichin tefila kodesh. Why? Mitoch shenes wad achshav bekotchim atzrichin rabbonon tefila. Meaning, since they were nesav bekotchim, so they weren't careful. That's what you're learning up the Michas Chinuch. What do you mean they're nesav bekotchim? So now they need tefila. Why? If you're also bekotchim, you need tefila. Because if you're also bekotchim, so mele you're not careful about tumah and taira. So that's where you require tefila. And that's the reason why Oinim Mechuzik Purim needs Tefillah. Zogt Michas Chinuch the same thing, why Orel Yisrael is Toivel V'Oichel, because he wasn't careful about Kochim. The only question is that the Bavar and some of the Achroinim, that in Chagig over there, it says Oinen V'Mechuzik Purim. According to this, it should say Oinen V'Mechuzik Purim V'Orel. If oil is one of the chayim of a kodesh that you require tefillah because till now they weren't careful, so why is oil not mentioned? But kaponim, the yisur of the mechas chinuch is that the tefillah enoch lami we don't find. Toys has a kash, we don't find the tefillah by a regular yisrael that's mol, a regular yisrael. The tefillah is not because of the ma'isa mila. Toys yontif says because of the regel, but a tefillah zok the mechas chinuch is because till now he wasn't careful because he's anyways osa. If you anyways offer, so if you anyways osa, there's nothing guarding you. Why should I be careful? So the tefillah is because of the tumah that took place because he wasn't careful in kachim.